114. Agincourt, so many battles to remember, salt on the girl's tail to make her stay, obsolescent tendernesses when we were flesh. Baradino, strange rippling effects, blood in sunlight, officers fall from their horses, crushing pedestrian Uhlans with friendly gravity. Crécy, I loved you once, smug as a poem, a balladeer with a pike through his chest. His song comes back to the heart like a letter with the wrong address. Dunkirk, or addressed to a dead man in a burnt-down house. Escape while you can from the entanglements of feeling by fleeing. Evesham Moor, vague purple glow comes over me when I remember. I am in trouble now, a name sticks like tar. One single dead man, Flodden Field, I fall for all the music, incessant noonday marriages, and count the corpses. All human love is incest. Love is famously like war. Gettysburg, both afflictions of the soul arise from anxiety and swelter through the ordinary landscape, charging through the fire, and never a city to stop us, fields of fat crows. Helgoland, not all the seas can put the fires out. Rocky island where the dead come to live. Civility is the highest virtue, since from it all others come. Inkerman, the ill-clad troops, the anguish of another language caught inside our clothes. The wounds walk towards me, asking me to lick them closed. Jena, love is an intellectual riding down the street on an ill-tamed horse, a glimpse in her window, and down he goes on cobblestones trampled by his own. Khartoum, a massacre mostly, her postcard read, the ancient leavings of the heart's desire, indifferented in yellow sand, dead before ink dry. Lucknow, there is hiding place, no brick, to close the gaps in our poor walls, through which the rebels pour, or we see a woman walk serene apart. Malden, from the sea they come to swamp us. Murder is just one more feeling, an island soul holds hard, a hand, the little things we die for. Namur, how ridiculous I am, my ravelin and turret, my fortress, any teenage rainstorm can overwhelm. Great glasses spread out in glistening sunlight, love lies down to die. Omar, I was there, can't tell the lovers from the loathers, summer cold and winter clement, a randy valley with too many daughters, no end to strife ever. Farsalas, the anonymity of flesh, dead or dying, desired or desiring, kingdoms changing hand above the corpses. Quebec, the dead defender, lies among his defeated soldiers, a rose still in his teeth, a kiss we recollect, a word we weep to remember. Up steep streets, the raving winners bath their way. Roar ruins us, all the bombed machinery, all hope and no have, all have and no hope, a million workers stuck inside a single job. Stalingrad, all snow job and surrender, all horror laid aside, I phone again and again, until the answerless court-martial decides she isn't home. Trenton, it's never glamorous, it always loses, you can't stop it. It's like a bridge with no turning, something starts it and you're hopelessly estranged. Ulm, from what is your own, my own become another's. A steeple sticks into the sky. Every place we are is Babel. Love flies from any room into the dark where war is waiting. Venus and Mars, always together, always in trouble, illegal, eternal, minds meant for each other. Turks and courtesans die in fields outside Vienna. Waterloo in mud, Freud called it. Mud of mind, below the feelings, the psyche stuff, the beautiful, wrong explanations. To desire is already to be defeated. Xanthos, river like her hair, you see it so. All the old books are young in her. All the gods fight with each other and she smiles, uncertain. Ypres, they thought it's poetry to fight. This word, flavored blood and shit. This love affair with other people's private parts, the body is. Zululand, Love makes a colony of the other and rules it too. Rebellion ruins both. The same blood that rose to love you spills in shame. 115. On the other side, I have invented a number, new. Which one is that? I made up three, and any three before me meant something else. My three is this, and who are you? I am two, the fairy said, and I sleep in the lines of your palm, numberless and neat. No one now alive can tell making up from finding out, and you're no exception. You are the rule. 116. So we went to the featureless hotel and bit each other by the window till it was supper time on earth. A gray thing happened to the air. The desk clerk smiled like a passing freight, recommended we eat Vietnam. We dined on their unconquered meat, fish from their persistent streams, wise pools. What is this wisdom that comes from defeat? Wirtschaftswunder, an argument only has to last through dinner, green tea, ice cream, and then the normal desperation can begin. To find a taxi to take us to a place we do not know how to be. I am the analyst, you are the bed. Between us a person must one day rise, or already absent, already subsist. The missing think, we'll call it. The miracle of what you really mean, lying there flat as a dollar bill, thinking your father, dreaming your mother, and all your 100,000 brothers beat you with their little sticks, till I am nothing but a question mark curled over you to taste and tell. Every question is a circle left unclosed. 117. Now he was a sailor who had been a priest, who knew the winds and what they said, who knew the land the ocean tended to. In other words, he knew the name of the day itself and why the moon was red last night, turf fire dying in a grate of cloud. And night was just learning too. Truth was sleeping in her book, and interesting animals prowled suburban lawns, and the moon was on fire. Just like the Bible, or the sea, the terrible contradiction we call skin. What keeps me from you lets me touch you. Questionless answer, a cloud built into the mind. Go already to the Italy that calls you. No happening happens here, no willows. You don't have to need anything. Sometimes not to hear is best, and never listen. Let the crows pay such attention for you. But there is no such, nothing but this. And fools strum guitars in distant gardens, strange walls with quince trees. You fall in love. No place like this place, fierce without resemblance. Commas hurtling through a wordless text. Crows, he said. We saw them. We were in love with other people. The phone rang. The mail came. Rain fell. What could be more natural? A nursemaid spanking a child. Oh, woods, oh, solitariness, he cried. If ever a bird could, you could, and then be there aloud, trembling on the brink of music, but still just trying to breathe. Du calme, look at the colors alone, ignore the shapes from which they rise and fall. 118. Not push the trees, not suck the wind, alabaster fountains broken. From pearl of water alone, don't breathe a bird in. When you bellow, forget the colors, hold on to the old bread. Once I drank the sea I thought I could, and woke up in or as America, coiled in my ancestors' loins, a specter of the future, a self without a land. It is death for a soul to be west, he said, and the burning chapel never goes out. The mass they're chanting there never finishes. The lover who was once a knight is a priest now. He sings it, Missa Cantata, low mass chanted by one priest. And Mrs. Grimaldi pays every week to hear that dry music, to bring her son home from the war. And all the people shamble to communion, organ, Mascagni's intermezzo. We are all caught by music, that strange circumcision of the mind. doing something to the body to mark the soul, a negative tattoo, an absence duly noted. Because the one we worship is missing too, lost foreskin of the universe, the hooded comforter, the incurable healer. We worship a God who has lost even his image, a God from the formless realm, who teaches us to scoff at idols, images, snapshots of the momentary real. Beware of pictures, because we fall in love with everything we see. Horncoal knows a hand to hold, old woods of Europe, oak or beech, tribes drifting through ghost mail, malls and cathedrals. The color of the moon has changed. The taste of wine is not the same. So many cans of fish you open now are empty. Not even the sound of the sea when you hold them to your ear, just a quiet gleam of metal anodized. But the trees are loud, creak like trombones in little wind, creatures whose ontological status you tend to doubt. They're all around you now, visible almost, moving like the bright shadows of dark things, augments of transparency. Some of them talk. Have you paid for your language, lady? Have you bent to taste the red water flowing from the holy well, Calibiat? This little rill will lead you to the palace. A place for a person waiting for you. All this and horn call here, rosary beads for atheists. The dream mistunes the day. La scordatura, there, that's what it means. Every state of awareness calls every other into question. Look, we can do it that way too. Neither, nor, more, some, all differences in sheer difference solved. The logic of emptiness. I know who I am. It doesn't matter if you doubt. I will be you what you need. You'll be the airplane, I'll be the sky. Pressed to the lamppost, I'll close my eyes until everyone alive has run to hide. Now only the ontologies are left, raw, naked, roaring in the trees. Now say your prayers, a hunk of amber up your stairs, where wisdom waits, smoking in emptiness. Chochma. Because we happen to be living, we see her as woman. Ishi, Sophia, Maria, Magdalena. A roaring silence in the small blue sky inside some flower.